Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about the importance of honoring your spouse.
And Mother Teresa had this to say about honor. She said, if you think well of others, you will also speak well of others and to others. From the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. And if your heart is full of love, you will speak of love. And that's really what it comes down to as we're tackling this topic of honoring your spouse today. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this hug came from an Instagram direct message that we received that said, thank you so much for your podcast. I love listening on the way to work. It definitely has helped my marriage. Getting married at 20 and not knowing a lot about sex prior to marriage, I saw sex as evil. All through my teen years, I was taught that sex is a no-no and that I needed to stay pure and holy before God. There's a lot of truth to that, but that messaging spilled over into my marriage where it was so hard to express myself. I really didn't know anything about making love to my husband. So now 7 years into marriage, I'm so thankful to hear you two talk about different things to try and how important intimacy is with your spouse.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a story we've heard time and time again. And so it's so amazing when we can hear from that breakthrough that happens because that messaging that happens to young men and young women, you know, that messaging spills over into our marriage. And even today, as we talk about honor, the messaging that we tell ourselves and when we even share with our spouse impacts our marriage.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tony and I recently had the privilege to attend the wedding of some dear friends of ours. And, you know, when it came time to share their vows, it was actually a really unique exchange of vows because oftentimes it's, you know, I promise to do this and I promise to do that. And you know, this is what that's going to look like. And these two actually had really written letters.
They did.
To one another that
Well, when they pulled them out, all of us sort of chuckled.
Well, because they each had like two sheets of paper. But in that, it was really significant and really kind of framed this show when we listened to the groom talk about his bride. And what was so important is that he talked about seeing her in different places before they were ever introduced. And he would ask people, you know, who is that? Tell me about her. And the, some of the things that that were conveyed to him were things like the strength of her character, how she loves people, the generosity of her spirit, her level of excellence. And he's just literally rattling off all of these things. And, you know, as we got to sit there and really just kind of be witnesses to this exchange between the two of them and just hear the impact that those words of other people honoring her.
Yeah.
And in turn, he now has the opportunity as her groom, as her husband, to be able to share those same words of honor. And it was really, really significant because we've had multiple conversations. This couple is actually friends of ours, and this is how they do life.
Yeah.
They do truly life honoring one another. And it's so neat to see when a couple has figured that out prior to getting married, as opposed to, yeah. And one of the things, this wasn't like a gushy, like, oh my gosh, I love this about you and I love that about you. No, this was like really, the words had weight because it wasn't just, I mean, he did describe his bride as smoking hot. And I think that is fabulous and absolutely, but he was really getting to who she was. And I think a lot of times that's where honor comes to. Who are you as a person? Who are you in marriage? Who are you as my person? Right? And what does this look like? And, you know, you go to weddings and it's just this incredible reminder of what love looks like and what it means to honor. But you know, here's the deal. When you honor your spouse or conversely dishonor your spouse, it's not just impacting you, the person saying those words. It impacts your spouse. It impacts how they see themselves. It impacts the people around you because people hear the words that you say. This is why honor is so important. Mm-hmm. It just like that quote from Mother Teresa where she said, you know, out of that abundance, you speak love. But what does that look like within marriage? And it, that's been a skill that I think Tony and I have had to develop for sure over mm-hmm. the last 23 years.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't something that on our wedding day we would have ever thought of one bit. And so it's taken us that time to really understand the importance of honoring one another mm-hmm. in all circumstances, in all times. Do we get it right each and every time? No. But we do know that it is and has impacted each of us individually and as a whole to be able to honor one another.
And let me tell you guys, you don't know the impact that your words, specifically your honoring, your positive honoring words are going to have on your spouse. You know, it's been about 8 years now, 8 and a half, that Tony has been introducing me as his beautiful wife. And I know a lot of you can see that as the external, you know, that's a word typically used to describe external. I know that Tony is not just describing the external. And here's what's happened. I have, in those last 8 years, I have gotten 8 years older, mm-hmm. right? You know, that's just math. But in my mind, I've also had 8 years to become more beautiful. I often liken myself now to fine wine, right? And the reason why is because he has honored me with those words for almost a decade. And I'm like, dude, you like this just keeps getting better. But there was a commitment to honoring me. And the same thing has happened. Like, you know, people often, you know, talk about what's going on at One Extraordinary Marriage. And I get the privilege of saying, you know what? Everything that happens, like all the back end stuff, how you guys get emails and the podcast gets up and stuff like that. If that was up to me, you guys, it wouldn't happen. It is because Tony is so diligent. Tony is one of the most hardworking men that I know and has been since the very beginning. And I get the privilege to actually share that with other people, to share it with our kids when they're grumbling about stuff. And I'm like, do you know what your dad does? To share it with our friends or to share it with other folks in the one family when, you know, they're talking about something that happened. I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? That was Tony. Tony was the driver on that project or, you know, and so there's this place, but we actually have to make a decision that we're going to do that.
Truthfully, we do. The words we speak are weighty mm-hmm. and the words we use. And I would even say one of the things too is the consistency of using it and the commitment to using it mm-hmm. or the array of words you want to use to honor your spouse, no matter what will happen, because you're not saying just in a spur of the moment, it holds weight. Mm-hmm. Your spouse knows you're not just saying it to say it to sort of ease them over or just to be like, hey, okay, I made a mistake and yet I'm going to say this. No, Elisa and I can have our times together, good or bad, but when we speak to each other in the words and in the language that we have come accustomed to, we know it's truthful. Mm-hmm. We know it comes down from the heart. We do. We know it comes from that place deep down inside where there is a yearning and a desire to be together and to see each other grow and to honor one another.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's hard because we live in a culture that makes it so easy to dishonor one another. And in fact, I think we're living in a time now where it's actually culturally acceptable to dishonor the people in our world, but specifically our spouses, right? Where we can, you know, talk poorly of them, make fun of them, belittle them. We see it in the media, mm-hmm. right? On TV, in movies, there are all the sitcoms poking fun at spouses. We see it in social media, right? Where, you know, those posts go up and you know the posts I'm talking about, the ones where you're like, oh, something's going on there. And it just makes you cringe inside. It happens in the conversations that you and your friends are having where, you know, someone's talking about their spouse and you feel uncomfortable about it because you can hear the put downs, you can hear the dishonor, you can hear the belittling.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that one up because I remember some time ago speaking to a woman at our church who, man, she's been married 30 plus years and being in some of these women's groups over the years and that the groups, and it even happens in men's groups. So I'm just saying this is the experience I had talking to her. Just that belittling, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It becomes a complaint fest, and nobody's willing to stand up and say enough already. Like, what are we doing? Are we just sitting here to complain? And she has done that at times, had to step in and go, okay, we gotta break the cycle. We gotta stop that. And what are we doing instead? And I've been in men's around men where that's happened. I'm like, guys, enough. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see in your spouse? What do you see in her now that makes you really, that makes you just light up for her?
Because it's so easy when we're in that place of dishonoring, we start to look at our spouses with disdain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not the one saying it, but you're hearing it or you're taking these inputs, then it starts to jade how you see your spouse. Right? Because you're just hearing all of this negativity about people. We get into this place where, and I've been guilty of this, like if I've spent time around people who are critical of their spouses, where I start to look at Tony and I'm like, dude, like you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And
I can remember the times of being the recipient of that, because I would go like, where is this coming from, Elise? Mm-hmm. Like, why, like, where is this, like, out of the blue, we're doing our thing and you're just being very critical of every little thing I'm doing. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. And it's that place of spending more time complaining than complimenting, right? And that may be, one of those things you need to look at this week. Do I spend more time complaining about my spouse or complimenting them? Because the compliments are really a form of honor. And the truth is, who wants to be around all that negativity? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How what does it look like to actually understand what honor means and how we can actually bring that into our marriage? So let's break that down after this word from our sponsor.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So according to Merriam-Webster.com, to honor is to regard or treat someone with admiration and respect, to give special recognition to. Admiration, respect, recognition. Those are all words, you guys, that require effort on our part. And not only do they require effort, but they actually require us to be aware of what's going on in our marriage and what's going on with our spouse. Right? Because you can't show admiration for something if you're not paying attention to it.
Mm.
Right? You can't give special recognition to if you're not paying attention. Sometimes I think that the reason we fall into this place of not honoring our spouses is because we're just simply not paying attention. Right? We get a little, and I've heard this, I've been guilty of it myself too, where we just kind of get lazy or complacent.
Yep.
About our marriages, and or we again are bombarded with all that negativity, and so we just kind of, whether it's people cutting us off on the freeway or coworker stuff, and we just get all of this junk in our head, and then we come home and we just like tune out around our spouses.
It's interesting you say that, because when you said complacent, I think that's where I would find myself. You get to a place of, well, she's here, everything's fine. Like, why do I need to put any more effort in? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's me getting into that place of just, I've done everything. She should be good at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And yet, I've seen the ramifications of complacency as well, right? Because that becomes a dishonor, mm-hmm. a dishonoring act when we're not being not forthright, but we're not using our words to have an impact,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the complacency is not saying anything. It's just going about the day and not engaging one another.
And complacency is really easy to get to, mm-hmm. when things are good.
Yeah.
right? You know, when things are really good and like we're on this like upward trajectory, we're like, okay, like we're pouring into this. And when things are bad, we know they're bad, but it's that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's that middle ground where honor can slip away and you can start tumbling towards the negativity because, you know, here's the deal. And I'm sure this is no surprise, but I think it bears saying is that as a spouse, you're really in a unique situation with another human being, with your spouse. This is the person who over a lifetime, you're going to spend the most time with. You're going to know the most intimately, which also means that this is the one person whom your words have the greatest impact on. For good or for bad, right? What we say matters to our spouses. I know sometimes you're like, oh, it doesn't matter what I say. No, no, no. It does. It does. Because of that close relationship, your words have a tremendous mm-hmm. amount of weight. And so when we move into this place of saying, you know what, I'm going to honor my spouse. And let me be real clear. I get it. Some of you are listening to this show because you were looking for a show today because things are not good in your marriage. And you're hearing this show on honor and you're like, admiration, respect, and recognition. Elisa, do you have any idea what's going on in my marriage? The truth is, I don't know what's going on in your marriage today. Tony doesn't know what's going on in your marriage today. But after 10 and a half years, we have a pretty good idea what could be going on
mm-hmm.
in your marriage. And here's the thing. There may, and there is still the possibility for you to show honor to your spouse in spite of the circumstances. Because your choice to show honor, to actually recognize what's going on there, this impacts you first and foremost. Right? The words that you speak about your spouse, they start to change you before they ever start to change your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
They change your perspective on things. Then when they get put out there to be received or not, it's up to, here's the thing I also need to say. You can't control whether or not your spouse receives those words of honor. But when they do, and this goes back to what Tony was saying a few minutes ago about how much consistency matters. Right? Because sometimes people have got their own baggage that they've been carrying a long time, that those words, they got to, you know, work through all the baggage before they can actually be heard. But when your spouse starts to hear those words of honor, it will change how they see themselves. I'm living proof, you guys, 8 years. And if I look at where I was 10 years ago to where I am now, like not even the same person.
Well, and even early on, it began to make an impact on you as well as it did me.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this moment in time, you have to begin to dream again.
That's good.
You got to dream again of what does honor look like?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Because as Elisa said, your spouse can take it or not. They can choose to hear it or not. But you have a choice today, tomorrow, the next day, the following day, to go, you know what? I am going to say something. I am going to begin to open my mouth, even if it feels a little awkward. The first times that I began to say that about Elisa, it wasn't like it just came out naturally and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. And she accepted it. And it was just like, oh yay, like rainbows and unicorns and, you know, popping champagne and everything. No, like she would look at me and go, uh-huh.
If I even responded.
Right. And then I also think about the time when I first began to tell my dad I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a form of honoring my dad. Somebody who'd never said I loved you to me in 30 plus years of living. As a kid, I never heard I love you from my dad. As a young man and even as an adult, I never heard I love you from my dad. And yet, I made the choice that every time I got off the phone with him to tell him I love him. I love you, Dad. Same thing with Elisa. It's my beautiful wife, Elisa. Saying those things changed not only me, but it changed them. And I will say that the words that you can speak now may be some of the words that you'll look back on and go, I am so glad I did that. Because you know what? With my dad, I am so glad I did that. Him passing away 3 years ago gave me the opportunity to speak into his life when he was dying to let him know I loved him. And he could look back at me and say, Tone, I love you too. And to speak at his memorial and to let everybody know that story and tell them what it means to know that your dad loves you. And I look at Elisa now, as I am even doing this podcast, and I look across at her and I see her and I see the beauty inside and out. But it all had to happen with me making a choice to dream that there's something on the other side. And I didn't know when or how or where that time would flip. I didn't. But I knew there was something there. And then I knew that if I didn't take action, I had to look at myself and go, what can I do in this moment? Not at somebody else, not at my spouse, not at a book, not at a TV show to make the change. I had to make the change. And are you willing to make that change this week? Are you willing to sit down and go, this is what I'm going to start saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe for you, it's something that you're going to just write down and give to your spouse. I don't know what that may look like for you this week, but are you going to pick up the pen? Are you going to speak the words and start making a change?
Because at the end of the day, it comes back to you, right? When you choose to honor other people, it comes back to you. Will you be known for being a person that operates out of love and honor, or will you be known as someone who, you know, speaks poorly of their spouse, belittles them, takes every opportunity to talk poorly about them? At the end of the day, I will tell you, I want to be known as the person that people are like, you know what, man, didn't matter what they were going through, she always spoke so well of Tony. I want my kids to hear that. I want the people in our world to hear that. I want people to know how I feel about my spouse. And yes, does this mean that Tony and I, you know, have bad days where we're feeling kind of grumpy and maybe that's not like, yeah, it does. We're not perfect. We say things that are just honoring, but we come back to this place of saying, wait a minute, that's not who I want to be. Mm-hmm. It's way too important to me as an individual and to us as a couple that I continuously come back to this place of saying, how do I honor you? How do I come back to a place of honor? How do we have this culture of honor in our marriage? And that's going to look different for every single one of you. You're going to need to determine what that looks like, how this is important to the two of you, why it's important that this become woven into the fabric of your marriage, you know, and look at how you can together make this happen for the two of you.
Yeah. Honor is truly one of those words that has gone away. We've lost it. And here in the one family, we need to revive it. Be a person of honor and go out there, use those words to lift up your spouse. And I'm telling you, you do it enough, there's going to be a shift. But you got to start this week. You got to start this week to go, you know what? What is it I need to be saying? What is the word I need to be speaking into my spouse so that they hear it and I hear it? You got it this week. We are cheering you on, and know that in a week, 2 weeks, 30 days time, there will begin to be a shift in your marriage. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we will catch you next week. Love you guys.